Greetings, brothers and sisters. MZ back with another edition of Who's a Savage Now? That's not it. I just searched on YouTube, Chris Hedges, KPFK, Aniel Fields, and I got this video right here. Let's have a look at it.
Welcome, Chris, to our program.
Chris Hedges, how are you?
I've spent over 3 decades as a journalist. And over my career, I've watched the degeneration of the American media.
You have written many, many books that have become bestsellers.
This book, America, The Farewell Tour.
I wanted to write about the pathologies that arise in the decayed culture.
Neoliberalism, global capitalism, no longer has credibility. Trump perpetuates what is a characteristic of all totalitarian societies, and that's the permanent lock. If organizations like KPFK do not survive, it extinguishes the most important truths, and it makes progressive change impossible.
Wow.
Welcome, Chris, to our program.
Wow. Wow. If KPFK is not allowed to exist, it makes progressive change impossible. So please send in your money now. This is KPFK. KPFK is part of a 5-station network called Pacifica. KPFK is in Los Angeles. There's a station in Berkeley. There's a station in New York, WBAI. There's a station in Washington, D.C. and Houston. Is that 5? Okay, so this is a national network of stations that Chris is on. This is he's visiting KPFK here to do a promo for them. Let's just go.
How are you?
I've spent over 3 decades as a journalist.
Let's just go over it again. Okay, Chris is a 30-year veteran reporter. Never went to journalism school. However, went to divinity school. But somehow became a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist.
And over my career, I've watched the...
And see, this is labeled KPFK Speaker Series, Chris Hedges, America, The Farewell Tour. So that's his book. He's selling a book. He's going on a speaking tour for his book, The Farewell Tour. Okay? So he's making money. This is a money-making operation. When people go on tour to sell books, they're in it for money. They want to make some money off of it. Right? I mean... And rightly so. They've put work into the book. It's a fair exchange. Fine. No problem with that. Here's Aniel Fields. I'll show you who Aniel is. Hold on. I'll show you who Aniel Fields is. Remember now. This is who made the video. You see Aniel Fields here? this is his channel. This is his only video. 0 comments and 109 views. I don't know what the purpose of this is, but here's Aniel Fields. Okay, I'll show you who Aniel Fields. Who's Aniel Fields? Oh, well, let's go to the KPFK. Let's go to kpfk.org, Pacifica Station. Okay. Let's go down here to contact info. Who's Aniel Fields? Why does it matter that Aniel Fields, this is on Aniel Fields' YouTube channel. I'm sorry. Who's Aniel Fields? Who is Aniel Fields? Let's check it out. Aniel Zuberi Fields. Oh, he's the General Station Operations and Oversight Public Relations. What? No. He's the general manager. Well, I don't know what that is. He's the general manager of KPFK. Okay? So that's why it matters. When his name is right here, okay, this is official KPFK video, all right? And this is Chris Hedges shilling for the station, okay, and Pacifica by proxy for the Pacifica network. His shows, his talks, his books are...
The generation
all over
of the American media...
You have written many, many books that have become bestsellers.
This book, America, The Farewell...
And there's Jerry Quickly, who subsequently, I had him removed from the station I was the impetus for his removal from KPFK.
Farewell tour.
Due to his on-air malfeasance. He was great at interviews. He did great interviews, but he was just a nightmare everywhere else. And he was fired from the station.
I wanted to write
about after a series of videos from me.
The pathologies that are...
And here, look! Who's this? Who's this? Who's this dude right here? That's Greg, old Greg Palast. And Greg Palast, a best-selling New York Times journalist, investigative journalist. Yeah, right. He came on to try to save Jerry Quickly when Jerry Quickly got fired, and he lied. He said it was money. He said that was the reason why Jerry was leaving. He said it was money. He lied. He lied about Jerry was going to be having a podcast and that he was going to try to save his show and blah, blah, blah. Liar.
I was in the decayed culture.
So here's Chris and Greg. Chris Hedges, Greg Palast in a KPFK. You see this here? You see up top here? Greg Palast, Chris Hedges, KPFK speaker series video. Okay? On Annielle Fields, the KPFK general manager's YouTube channel. All right? I just want you to look. I just want you to see it here. These guys are integral to the fundraising mechanisms and machinations at Pacifica and KPFK. Fundamental. All right? They are integral to the fundraising operations through their books and their reporting, etc., and so on. Okay? I want you to see this. There he is, signing books.
Liberalism, global capitalism, no longer has credibility. Trump perpetuates what is a characteristic of all totalitarian societies, and that's the permanent lie. If organizations like KPFK do not survive, it extinguishes...
So here's the spiel.
It extinguishes...
Here's the spiel.
Things like KPFK do not
survive... Jerry Quickly! If... Jerry Quickly was removed, was fired from the station for on-air malfeasance that I pointed out through my YouTube videos. Go back and look in my archive. Okay?
Organizations like permanent lie. If organizations like KPFK do not survive, it extinguishes the most important truths.
If KPFK doesn't survive, it extinguishes the most important truths, like Martin Luther King. They have a great archive, but their primetime programming is SHIT.
And it makes progressive change impossible.
If KPFK goes away, extinguishes the truth, and it makes progressive change impossible. That's a big, bold statement. Chris Hedges, the America the Farewell Tour, progressive change made possible at KPFK. Okay, I just want to show you, this is official KPFK propaganda, okay? Propaganda. Okay, hang on. I wanted to show you who Pacifica is. This is the Pacifica Foundation. I keep mentioning this, but I never show you what it is. This is the Pacifica Foundation, founded around 1950 or so. First station was in Berkeley, KPFA. The next station was in Los Angeles, KPFK. Okay, there's KPFT is in Houston, WBAI is in New York, and WPFW is in Washington, D.C. Okay, there's five stations in the Pacifica network. Amy Goodman, host and executive producer of Democracy Now!, is an ambassador, like Greg Palast, for Pacifica, for the Pacifica Foundation. But Amy Goodman, she produces her own show in New York. I mean, she's no longer, the Democracy Now! Is no longer unique to Pacifica. It's no longer unique to Pacifica. She's on 1,000 other outlets. There's no uniqueness there. Anyway, I'm getting off the track. But you can always donate. The Pacifica Network is a vital cornerstone of our independent media landscape that depends on your financial support. Please donate today to safeguard the future of listener-powered community radio, okay? It's all bullshit. It's basically bullshit. It's not listener-powered. It's syndicated. It's radio for the syndicated, nationally syndicated community like Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman is a millionaire. Let that sink in. Amy Goodman, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller, these folks are millionaires or soon to be millionaires or in that range. Okay? They're not, that's not community radio. That is not community radio. I'm getting off the topic. I just wanted you to see here's the stations. KPFT's in Houston. WPFW's in D.C., 89.3. WBAI is in New York. KPFK's in Los Angeles. This was my station. And KPFA's in Berkeley. Okay? And that's that. Okay, that's the Pacific Foundation. Pause. I show you something else. Let's go into the audio archives at KPFK. The Los Angeles Pacifica station. Let's go into the audio archives and see what's going on there. Politics or pedagogy. Whose name do we see? Greg Palast. He's on a little blurb, a little 3-minute news blurb with politics or pedagogy. Pedagogy. He's a frequent guest on many shows. This is just one example of that. And, okay. Oh. Saturday, Friday. And who do we find here? Hey, it's our good friend Jimmy Dore. Hey, and he's live. Hey, it's Jimmy Dore live. I bet he comes into the studio and does a live show. No. He mails it in. Okay. It's a 1-hour show. 1-hour show, Fridays at 5 in the comedy department. All right. 1-hour show in the comedy department. But there he is. Here's Greg Palast. This is KPFK Audio Archives. Are you following me here? KPFK Audio Archives. Greg Palast, his name is right there. He's a guest on a show. It's a short show, but he's been on hundreds of other shows over the last 20 years. Okay, so Friday. Here's Jimmy Dore live. Okay. You want to hear a little bit?
Barbara. Get ready for an outstanding entertainment program. The Jimmy Dore Show.
This is...
Okay, and then he goes on to do his phone calls. Let's hear what Greg was talking about. Let's hear what Greg has to say. It's a real short clip. Let's hear what Greg has to say. So there's Jimmy... I showed you Jimmy. Here's Greg on KPFK Airwaves.
This is John Crumshaw with a special Politics or Pedagogy Education Report. You can always pledge your support at kpfk.org. On the line is Greg Palast. He's an investigative reporter.
He's a lying douchebag. He's a lying douchebag. You have that wrong.
Politics or Pedagogy.
Glad to be with you. If you go to gregpalast.com and you can watch a little 2-minute film.
Dude, can't resist, man. Before he even says a word, we got to go to gregpalast.com.
About the insurrection, the riot, an attempt to take over the Capitol and attempted overthrow of the election. And who's behind it and how did that work? Generally, it's been credited that one of the main instigators is a guy named Ali Alexander, who is head of Stop the Steal. We have him, when I say we, the Palast Investigative Team, which is big.
The Palast Investigative Team. He's got his own 501c3, the Greg Palast Investigative Fund. He's got a nonprofit charity, a journalist with a nonprofit charity. Imagine that. How much does it cost to get a little story written up, Greg?
Zach D. Roberts is our specialist in tracking the alt-right. He got inside, and we have filmed Ali Alexander with Alex Jones screaming, if they don't make Trump president and recognize him as president.
This dude is controlled op, man. Controlled opposition. This dude is controlled opposition, if ever there was controlled opposition. There's something wrong about this guy.
We're going to burn this whole blank down. So he's already threatening violence if Trump was not restored to power. But here's the sick thing. Okay, there's always sickos, but two things about this. Number one, after we release...
Okay, forget that. I can't deal with Greg. I'm going to pause. I'm sorry to be so repetitive, but I want it to be clear. We're in the KPFK archives. Do you see that? KPFK up here, okay? audio archives. Here's Greg Palast. He's being interviewed on a show, as he is, as he has been interviewed on many shows on this station. Okay, here's Jimmy Dore. Here's Jimmy Dore, Fridays at 5. Okay, he's got a show there. And who else might have a show? Who else might have a show on KPFK? Who else might have a show, I don't know, on KPFK? Who else might have a show? Sunday, there we go, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday. Okay, Alan Watts, great philosopher, he's got a show. He's been dead 50 years. Here's On Contact. This is Chris Hedges' show. Let's see if it's a
radio station on the left of the dial, KPFK.
Donating your car or boat is an excellent way.
This is his, On Contact is his RT show, Russia Today. This is 30 minutes. One of the most progressive voices alive today gets 30 minutes on the fiercely independent radio channel that we can't do without, and no progressive change will be possible without. That's what he said, remember? Chris said, if KPFK goes away, you're going to extinguish the truth. And no progressive change is going to be possible, okay? But here he is, his show, buried. It's buried. Buried on a Sunday morning. Can you see that? 9:30 a.m., 30 minutes.
KPFK, still.
Nuclear power plant. You're not going to have a solar panel. You're not going to have even some of the technology to this level. Maybe you've realized. It's just seeing them in the relationships with the... the billionaires and our corporate leaders, and I don't think they
what is that?
I guess talked about enough. You know, we don't see just Bill McKibben; we see Al Gore, you know, forming a partnership with the, you know, who could, they could have saved the same, because the W350 put it on the top, really come to terms with.
Where's Chris Hedges?
AUT.
Where's Chris Hedges?
Will save us, and as
where's radio station on the left of the dial.
Where's Chris Hedges?
Donating your car or boat is an
radio station on the left.
AUTO.
This civilization, industrial civilization, the human species, we're hitting limits, and we're going to crash. We're instead kind of hoping that this fantasy will save us. And as I discover that, I'm not saying that all environmental leaders are on the take, but one of the things that our critics ignore is that the shocking list of things that you...
Okay, I don't hear Chris there, but... That sounds like the On Contact music, but one of the most progressive voices gets 30 minutes buried on a Sunday morning. Here's Richard Wolff, too. Jimmy's had Richard Wolff on as well, okay? He has a show also buried on Sunday morning for 30 minutes. And get this, guys. Pacifica was born out of the anti-war movement in the 1940s and 50s, right around that time, somewhere in there, allegedly, so-called. And here's the one anti-war show with Scott Horton, buried on a Sunday morning for 30 minutes. Okay, meanwhile, John Wiener gets an hour in primetime to talk about Trump Watch. Okay, so when Chris Hedges makes a heartfelt testimonial that if KPFK goes away, we're not going to be... truth will be extinguished and progressive change will be made impossible. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, Chris. Why I should send in my $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 to become a member of this show that buries our most important voices, progressive voices, on a Sunday morning for 30 minutes. Okay? I'm not buying it. So, the point here is, folks, you see Richard Wolff here, okay? Do you see that? Richard Wolff, On Contact, Chris Hedges is there.
When you divest from fossil fuels and you invest in supposedly sustainable, you wind up investing in big ag, you wind up investing in mining and banks and all this. That part of the film is hardly talked about.
Michael Moore and Jeff Gibbs released a film in April called Planet of the Humans. It was a frontal assault on the failures of the environmental movement,
There we go. There's Chris. Okay. So you see, Chris has a show. Richard Wolf has a show. Where are we? We're in the KPFK archives. I showed you Jimmy's show, and I showed you Greg Palast is a frequent guest. Look at it. He's top of the bill here. Greg Palast. Okay. So Greg Palast, Richard Wolf, Chris Hedges, Jimmy Dore, all in the archives. Okay. And I showed you Pacifica. I showed you the Pacifica Foundation. They've got five stations nationwide right here. New York, Los Angeles, Berkeley, Houston. Houston and D.C., okay? Five stations, and their shows play all around the country on these stations, okay? And they're syndicated, all right? Pacifica is in the syndication business, which is a profit-driven business model, all right? So there's money exchange. There's money. These are money financial. These are financial relationships, all right? These are financial relationships. When you do a show and you give a show to a station to play it, money changes hands, okay? I don't know exactly how and how much and what, you know, the where, whys and where to fors of it, but money changes hands, okay? And what makes me so upset about this is they're fundraising. They're asking people for money. They're squeezing the listeners for money. While at the same time, Pacifica has no official policy. Pacifica has no official policy on underwriting. So if I'm a host at KPFK or a producer, I can go out and get guests and stuff and say, hey, you got a book to sell? Okay, yeah, come on my show. I can give you an hour. I can give you a full hour in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles radio market. I can give you a full hour and we'll talk about your book. But what are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me? What do I get? All right. So I suspect there's a lot of that going on. Okay. I've been to listener station board meetings, KPFK listener station board meetings, and it's just a lot of bickering. The first meeting that I attended sounded like the last meeting I attended over a 2-year span. There's nothing, the ball doesn't move forward. The needle doesn't move forward at all. At all. It's a stagnant mess. Okay, but like the Israel-Palestine situation, I believe somebody wants it this way and likes it this way. This is exactly how somebody wants it. They got their boot on the neck of the station, and that's how they like it. It's basically the primetime shows are basically NPR light, and then you got some, you know, fringe, very, very fringe shows that don't, you know, very, very fringe. okay, so this is Pacifica, and what are you getting at, Mike? What are you getting at, Mike? What are you getting at, MZ? So I just wanted to show you Chris, all right? Chris Hedges, The Absurdity of the American Empire. I just wanted to show you that Chris is there, and I want to go now to Jimmy. I showed you the five stations. I showed you Greg Palast, Chris Hedges, and Jimmy Dore all have shows there. Okay, not Greg Palast, but he's a frequent guest. I showed you their names in the archives. I played audio of them in the archives. They are all affiliated with KPFK and Pacifica, okay? KPFK is just was my local station, so that's the station I'm familiar with. But their shows and commentary and opinions are played over all five stations. Their books and DVDs are promoted over all five stations and websites, okay? So there's a lot of promotion going on there, as well as maybe a paycheck for the syndication. I don't know. But it's just all fishy. It's all fishy to me. And here's a little bit of Jimmy Dore. This is a video I made in February of 2019. This was Jimmy. Okay, KPFK is the home of the replay. It's radio powered by the replay. It's not radio powered by the people, like they say. It's radio powered by the replay. It's replay after replay after replay after replay. Okay, and here's Jimmy Dore. Here's a pledge drive replay of Jimmy Dore live. Okay, if you can imagine that. A show called Jimmy Dore Live doing a pledge drive replay asking for your money. Okay, now he's not just... they're asking for money. They're asking you to go into your wallet and send in money, right? But they don't even have the consideration to do it live. They're asking, it's a replay.
Reasons and shenanigans. Excellent excellent. Just watch his videos on his YouTube channel. Okay? But here he is on KPFK as a comedy show, not a news show, 1 hour per week, Friday at 5 p.m. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Jimmy Dore.
Not really breaking any news, hard news stories, Jimmy. Okay?
Fuck the people. They said no thanks. We don't like... I mean, if you went up, just across the street right here, that big one, the 101, and walked over to that business and...
That's Alan No Conflict of Interest Minsky. He's a producer at the station. He was the, what was he, the program director, interim program director. It's KPF Pacifica's home of the interim. He was the interim program director for a long time, 8, 9, 10 years or something like that. And then they got a new program director, and he became the senior producer. Meanwhile, he's also the executive director at Progressive Democrats for America, PDA. No conflict of interest there. No conflict of interest there, folks. Nothing to see here. Keep it moving. So here's Alan No Conflict of Interest Minsky and Jimmy Dore shooting the SHIT on air asking for your money.
The street, oh, yeah. Universal Comcast, NBC, you don't think knock on their door. Hey, we got this great show.
Yeah, aren't we great, KPFK, for playing Jimmy Dore as a comedy show 1 hour a week, Friday at 5. Whoopee, why isn't he on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., instead of Tom Hartman, doing a live thing? Because, you know why? Because he gets more views on YouTube. It's more profitable for him to be doing...
This guy's got a major attitude.
Devoting his time to YouTube than KPFK, because KPFK doesn't have any listeners, but if they wanted to attract listeners, they would entice Jimmy to do a morning show. But I don't think that's what KPFK is into.
People love it. You don't think they put it on? No, I don't think they would. I think Comcast wouldn't enjoy that I would speak in favor of net neutrality.
They're making fun of, like, all the other stations in town. Aren't they so corporate? Aren't they so bought off? But it... And, like, isn't KPFK and Pacifica so great because we're not bought off? We're totally listener supported. But it's not true. I don't believe it. I don't believe it, Jimmy. Show me the proof. Show me the money. Show me the missing money. I heard the general manager, Aniel Fields. Remember Aniel? I was at a meeting that he was at where he confessed that an endowment had gone missing. An endowment. All right. When somebody passes away, they in their will, they leave money to various places. Somebody left money to KPFK, right? It went missing. Crickets. Nobody ever talked about it. It was never discussed again. Nobody ever discussed it again. I made a video about it, but nobody, there's no media scrutiny on this place. It's a financial black hole.
Because they're against net neutrality. Yeah, there's that. Plus,
and here's Jimmy pushing his books, his merch, his shows, his appearances on the station, saying, oh, isn't it great? It's the last bastion of free speech, and you got to support it too. But meanwhile, he won't support it on his own, his wildly popular YouTube channel, where people have critical thinking skills, and he's got 150,000 subscribers, and people could look at this and say, wait a minute, what are you doing, Jimmy? What are you doing over here, pimping yourself over here like a hooker in a hotel, in a seedy hotel? You know, yeah, they'll get down and dirty over on KPFK selling their books, their merch, their appearances, their shows. But then when they get into proper company or a proper show, mum is the word. Mum is the word.
Cast also owns MSNBC, which was forbidden, if you know, that were forbidden from covering Bernie Sanders. I would like to cover Bernie Sanders. So, no, I don't think...
He's talking about the 2000 election. I made this video in 2019. You see that here? He's talking about the 2016 election when Bernie Sanders was running against Trump. That's how old this replay is. But that's status quo at KPFK. They don't give an F.
It was a little bit newsworthy, I think.
It was a little bit.
If you just put, say, a little stand-up where Donald Trump may speak sometime in the next hour, much more newsworthy than...
Oh, definitely. You got to get a couple of cameras on that. An empty podium with Trump, are you kidding me?
See, they're already making references to Donald Trump's speeches being covered by MSNBC with an empty podium. How long ago was that? How long ago was that relevant in the news as a topic? Okay, a year ago? Could this replay be that old?
So, and then, you know, I'm driving in here again, I listened to the other quote-unquote public radio stations.
No, you didn't, Jimmy. No, you didn't. Nobody listens to radio anymore. What stations did you listen to, Jimmy? I don't believe a word he's saying right now.
Los Angeles. And I always have the same question. How many commercials can you run for a bank?
Driving in here.
You can still call yourself a public radio station. I see the...
How many local station board election debates can you hold in private and still call yourself a public radio station, Jimmy? Did you ever think of that?
Answer is zero. But apparently the other stations in Los Angeles think that it's endless. If you're a public radio station and you're sponsored by the Koch brothers, Walmart, Raytheon, and Bank of America, I don't think you're very public.
And don't forget the natural gas extraction lobby or whatever. They're going to be very neutral on fracking.
So the reason... You do these fun drives, so a lot of people say, wow, you do a lot more fun drives at KPFK than the other. Well, that's because we don't take corporate money.
Prove it, Jimmy. Prove it. There's no official, Pacifica has no official policy on underwriting. Hosts and producers have been taking payoffs for years, decades perhaps. If somebody's got a book to sell, yeah, okay, well, yeah, I'll put you on the air for an hour. What can you do for me? It's pay to play, baby. Pay to play at KPFK. And Pacifica. Jimmy is apparently ignorant or lying. He's apparently ignorant or lying. I've been at meetings and people have brought this up. Listeners, longtime listeners of the station, people that in the know, they've brought this up. That hosts, producers, programmers are taking money on the side and then squeezing the listener to pay the electric bill for nickels and dimes and $5 and $10 donations to pay the electric bill. Otherwise, KPFK is going to go away and truth will be extinguished and progressive change will become impossible, according to Chris Hedges. Shame on you, Chris Hedges. Shame on you, Jimmy Dore. Shame on you, Greg Palast. Greg Palast is beyond redemption. He's a circus barker. Okay? He is a circus barker. All right? I wouldn't trust that guy if he told me the sky was blue. Jimmy Dore I like a lot. Chris Hedges I like a lot. They've got redeemable qualities. Greg Palast has no redeemable qualities about him. Just look at the guy. Just listen to the guy.
Debates. Can you hold in private and still call yourself a public radio station, Jimmy? Did you ever think of that?
Answer is zero. But apparently the other stations in Los Angeles think that it's endless. If you're a public radio station and you're sponsored by the Koch brothers, Walmart, Raytheon, and Bank of America, I don't think you're very public.
And don't forget the natural gas extraction lobby or whatever.
Jimmy's cracking up. It was so funny the way he said gas extraction lobby. Did you guys get it? The way he said gas extraction lobby? That was hilarious. Jimmy gets it. Jimmy got it.
If you're a public radio station and you're sponsored by the Koch brothers, Walmart, Raytheon, and Bank of America, I don't think you're very public.
And don't forget the natural gas extraction lobby or whatever. They're going to be very neutral on fracking.
That's some funny radio. That is some hilarious radio right there.
So the reason why we do these fun drives, so a lot of people say, wow, you do a lot more fun drives at KPFK than the other. Well, that's because we don't take corporate money.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy? Really? Can you prove it? Or are we just supposed to believe you at your word? I don't know. I want to see evidence. I want to see some evidence, Jimmy, that you don't take corporate money or money from anybody. Just an individual giving you money to get on the air to sell his book or his whatever he's selling.
Mass extraction lobby or whatever. They're going to be very neutral on fracking.
So the reason why we do these fun drives, so a lot of people say, wow, you do a lot more fun drives at KPFK than the other. Well, that's because we don't take corporate money, and that's because we get to have shows like Jimmy Dore Show.
At 5 o'clock for 1 hour in the comedy section.
they would never touch with a 10-foot pole on the other. You know, they're still, I think they're still saying hands to interrogation on the other public.
We get to have the Jimmy Dore show as a comedy show, not a news show. Okay, why don't you do straight news, Jimmy? Come on.
And the, some of the two of the most progressive voices alive today, Chris Hedges and Richard Wolff, Professor Richard Wolff, are buried on a Sunday morning for 30 minutes each. And Chris Hedges, it's just a replay of his RT On Contact show. I mean, what, they don't do any live radio at the station, even pre-COVID. There's very little live radio except for one programmer sitting in there with a mic and an engineer. That's it. That's it. They don't do radio at KPFK. It's like a blog talk thing, where just everybody sends in their show. Pre-COVID, everyone just sent in their show, or they would grab shows that had already been produced.
And I feel a little bit like they're gaslighting us here, like, oh, KPFK is fierce independent radio because we have Jimmy Dore on 1 hour a week. I mean, come on. Not enough. Almost. Good try. Nice try.
Radio stations instead of what it is, torture. So that's the beauty of KPFK, is they give the freedom to people like me to come in and give an anti-establishment message. And no matter
who... 1 hour...
It offends, right? Because we don't have corporate advertisers. And so that's the beauty. So we're going to ask you to show your support for them supporting me.
Okay. So here's... If they weren't going so hard, so balls to the wall, like, give us money, I wouldn't have a problem with Jimmy Dore not fully disclosing his connections with KPFK, his mutual connections to Pacifica Radio, with Chris Hedges and Greg Palast and Richard Wolff. I would not have a problem. If they weren't going balls to the wall, give us money, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But the fact that they're going so hard about fundraising and last bastion of free speech and truth will be extinguished and progressive change will become impossible, gotta send in your money, the fact that they're doing that, and then when they're on real media that people actually watch and listen to, KPFK Pacific stations have like a decimal point for listener share in their respective cities, okay? A decimal point. Meanwhile, Jimmy's got 850,000 subscribers over on his YouTube channel. Do you think he would mention, if he really felt the way he says he does on this pledge drive replay, that this KPFK is so important because we don't take corporate sponsors, it's the last bastion of free speech, they give me the freedom to do it. If he really felt that way, don't you think he would mention the station once in a while? And especially when he has other personalities from the station on his show. Just asking questions, folks. Just trying to understand. Do I sound angry? I am a little angry about this.
We have great...
Again, self-promotion in the guise of fundraising for the station. It's all a bit sordid, you know. You know, yeah, you're fundraising for the station, but you're also self-promoting at the same time. Shilling for your book, you know, your country's just not that into you. I mean, it's all a bit, you know, messy, and just, you know, there's no other fundraising model to use but, you know, having people come in and self-promote, using KPFK as a self-promotion vehicle. In the meantime, raising, yeah, I'm just
hundreds of thousands of dollars they raise over the air, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and some of it goes missing, with no consequences, no follow up, no investigation, no looking into it.
Asking questions, I'm trying to understand.
Jimmy's either ignorant or lying. I prefer to believe that he's ignorant. He just doesn't know the decrepit state of affairs at Pacifica. But Jimmy's a bright guy for a pothead comedian. He's a bright guy.
Great thank you gift. Gibbs. If you like my show, you must like, you know, alternative politics plus alternative comedy. So we have this Laughter from the Left. It's a CD. How long is it, Alan?
Oh, it's...
Okay.
They're selling a CD. In 2019, they're selling a CD. Who plays CDs anymore? That's how out of date they are. That's how out of touch the station is, KPFK Pacifica. That's how out of touch they are. All right? They don't even do social media. Their primetime programmers are rarely witnessed on social media. They can't be bothered to be on social media. And when they are on social media, they rarely raise an eyebrow over there. Very rarely, except like the big, your big timers, your millionaire class, like Amy Goodman, Tom Hartman, Stephanie Miller. Who? Where did she come from? I have no idea. No idea who Stephanie Miller is. It's a nightmare. That's progressive, community, independent, fiercely independent radio. Stephanie Miller, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? Just a liar. Just a liar. I mean, Jimmy had like 700,000 subscribers at that point. I think you can consider yourself a media outlet at that point. 700,000 subs, getting 5, 10, 12, 15 live views on your live stream. I mean, I think you can consider yourself a media freaking outlet. But he lied about that too. Let's listen to a little bit of Greg pitching for here, I'll show you what he says. Greg Palast, can you see it? Greg Palast, he's on with Lila Garrett, March 11th, 2019. Lila Garrett and her show, The Connected Talking Points, Connected Dots. Greg gives the same sales news spiel he's been giving for the nigh on 20 years with his 20-year-old book, Best Democracy Money Can Buy. He confuses John Bolton, as head of the NSA and foreign policy, lies about KPFK.org being his only media appearance in Los Angeles. He also was in Jimmy Dore show. And quotes Hugo Chavez saying Hugo Chavez wants to thank the Pacifica Network before asking for donations to the station. It's just, I can't make this stuff up.
To provide details to his stories and his news and his commentary and his analysis. And notice also how all roads, all stories, all commentary from Greg Palast leads to his merchandise. Okay? At that Q&A in 2016 in NoHo, dude spent 27 and a half minutes talking about GregPalast.com, Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Bullets, Billionaires, Bandits, and Ballot Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, the sequel to Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and his DVD movie. And then at the end, he finally mentions KPFK. It's like, oh yeah, it was a benefit for KPFK. So here we go. This is Monday, March 11th, just a few days ago, 2019. Greg's telling us this. I've known this. That he's not saying, this isn't news, what he's saying now. Everybody knows that the oil corporations go take over other people's country for their oil, for their resources. We know that. That's known on the left. So this is a replay. This is the Greg Palast replay, live replay. Like what live action role play, man. That's what Greg is. Greg's a LARPer extraordinaire. He is a LARPer extraordinaire. Oh, boy.
Charles, you know about Chavez or Maduro? Both, because here's why.
Lila's like, I don't know which one. Who are you talking about? Because I get Greg loses, me too.
It's the Chavez party. It's the Chavista government. Maduro was the vice president who continued on. Now, I knew Chavez well. I know Maduro. Maduro's no Chavez. I'm going to tell you right now. He doesn't have the same smarts. He doesn't know.
But he doesn't say how he knew them. Did you interview them, Greg? Or were you best buds? Or what? I knew Chavez. I knew Maduro. I knew both of them. Well, how did you know them, Greg? As a journalist? I don't think so. I don't think so, bro. I don't think you're a real journalist. I think you're a phony and a fraud. And you travel around the world and make deals with people and write stories, influence opinion, and I think you're up to no good, bro.
Damn the geopolitics here.
I know both of them. Both of them are personal friends or what? How do you know them, Greg? How do you know them? When you say something like that, normally you follow it up with, I've interviewed them, I've visited with them, I've worked with them, I've vacationed with them. He doesn't give us any of that. He just said, I know both of them. Well, how do you know them? There's aspects to knowing someone, right? You know somebody as a carpenter, you know somebody as a something else, you know, but you know, are they friends, acquaintances, somebody you interviewed? When you say, I know that person, you follow it up with some context. Greg doesn't give us any context. Because he's lying.
Well, because I'll tell you one thing. Chavez wouldn't be in this trouble. Because he was very good at, you know, knowing when to push and when to lay back. You know, he actually stopped a second attempt to overthrow his government by the Bush administration. Because they were worried about an oil embargo by secretly passing to Bush a note. Chavez was president of OPEC, the oil cartel. They said he would use his position as president of the oil cartel to veto any Arab oil embargo on the United States. And that saved him from being overthrown. He was kidnapped. By the way, the New York Times, when he was kidnapped, Hugo Chavez, in 2002, the New York Times ran the story, the big headline, which is repeated everywhere.
I checked this story out. It's true. Somebody named Juan Ferrer, New York Times. Yeah, that story checks out.
Hugo Chavez had resigned. He knew how terrible he was. Just the same crap he knew how unpopular and terrible he was and incompetent and corrupt. So he resigned. No, he didn't resign. I was in London and BBC.
Greg says...
I was in London, BBC. What? I was in London, BBC. What?
Hugo Chavez had resigned. He knew how terrible he was. Just the same crap he knew how unpopular and terrible he was and incompetent and corrupt. So he resigned. No, he didn't resign. I was in London and BBC.
I was in London and BBC. You mean working for the BBC or what? I don't get that. I was in London and BBC. He gets confused about it here because BBC, he's got to push that BBC Rolling Stone Guardian thing. It's at the top of his website. If you go to his website, gregpalace.com, it's BBC Rolling Stone Guardian. But they don't want to have anything to do with them now. I wrote to the BBC. I said, hey, you guys have any affiliation with Greg Palace anymore? Nope. That was all caps. N-O-P-E.
New York Times, yeah. That story checks out.
Hugo Chavez had resigned. He knew how terrible he was. Just the same crap he knew how unpopular and terrible he was and incompetent and corrupt. So he resigned. No, he didn't resign. I was in London and BBC.
Greg.
I was in London and BBC. That's an odd turn of phrase. See, this is the thing about Greg. He doesn't strike me as a writer because writers are very articulate. They spend hours and hours and hours hemming and hawing over words. Which word is right here? Thinking about the writing of words. Greg gets tongue-tied so often and makes such vulgar statements. He just doesn't strike me as somebody who spends time writing based on the things he says.
Hugo Chavez had resigned. He knew how terrible he was. Just the same crap he knew how unpopular and terrible he was and incompetent and corrupt. So he resigned. No, he didn't resign. I was in London and BBC.
Greg says, I was in London, BBC. What? He doesn't put a verb there. Or something needs to be put there. I was in London, BBC. BBC, London, BBC. What? He just says London, BBC. You notice that? Here's Greg. What was he saying? Oh, yeah, BBC, London, BBC. London, BBC. I was working for The Guardian, London, BBC. Okay, maybe it makes sense to somebody. And then Lila's going to ask him about, he's going to put his name up there with Hugo Chavez. He's going to insert himself into the story, into history. Greg's going to rewrite history. Say he was a, imply he was a friend of Hugo Chavez, right? I knew Hugo Chavez. That's what he says, but he doesn't give us any context for how he knew him. But he's implying that he knew him on friendly terms, right? Not as an enemy, but like as a friend, right? I would hope that it would be as like an interview subject, like. But he never mentions interviews. He never mentions. Have you heard Greg Palast ever say, "Yeah, I know this guy. I interviewed him." Have you ever heard Greg Palast say, "I interviewed somebody"? That's a problem for a New York Times best-selling investigative reporter when they never tell you that they interviewed somebody. They just say, "I know him. He came to visit me in New York." Well, what'd you talk about? Well, I can't tell you. Wasn't news. It wasn't about the best democracy money can buy, I'll tell you that. I can tell you that much. We can guess that much. It wasn't about my books or my movie. Maybe it was, I don't know. And then Lila's gonna say, and then remember now, they insert themselves into the story, and they just, it's a news fundraising manipulation vortex, perception management fundraising vortex of a KPFK community radio station. This business model has to go, guys. This is not working. Reporters can't be promoters of a news outlet. Reporters can't and still retain their autonomy, their credibility, their, you know, objectivity, you know, in reporting, okay? They just can't. You can't do it. You can't be in bed with a state radio station and report on it. And why did neither Jimmy Dore nor Greg Palast once during their 90-minute interview on Jimmy Dore's wildly popular YouTube show, The Jimmy Dore Show, that just overtook Democracy Now on YouTube in subscribers. Jimmy's ready to hit 500. I think he just hit 500,000 subscribers. Democracy Now is stuck at like 492 or 493 or something. So Jimmy Dore Show on YouTube is a media outlet, I think, at this point. But Greg, they never mention KPFK once during the 90-minute interview, and Greg doesn't mention Jimmy Dore's YouTube show anywhere on KPFK. Doesn't do it. That's weird, because you would say, oh yeah, I just saw Jimmy in the hall, or yeah, I was just on Jimmy Dore's show. Jimmy Dore's a host here. That's weird. Somebody doesn't want that information out, because you're supposed to give that information out as a journalist to retain your credibility, your believability. Okay? It's called full disclosure. You're supposed to say what news outlets and who, what reporters you're affiliated with. Jimmy Dore's a clown, comedian, yes, but he's doing hard-hitting commentary on news commentary on his YouTube channel show. His Friday at 5 p.m. comedy thing on KPFK is just a throwaway. It's a throwaway replay for him. Okay, he doesn't even have to come to the station for that, even though the station's right down the street from his house in Burbank, North Hollywood. I think they're right next to each other over there. So that it's all the fact that nobody would mention anything about Greg's appearance on Jimmy's show, YouTube show, and then nobody at KPFK would mention anything about that is suspicious on its face. Okay? Deeply, deeply disturbing, okay, and raises a lot of problems. I'm not worried, I'm concerned, okay? So, let's see if we can get a little more of this. Now Lila's going to say, Greg, what does Hugo Chavez have to do with KPFK? How can we, let's tell a little story, let's pump it up here, let's get people excited to take out their wallets and send us some money.
I gotta tell you, if I told the BBC that my source was the U.S. State Department, I'd be fired on the spot. They say, we want the truth, not the U.S. State Department press release. And so that's why I want you to get this film.
That's why I want you to get this film. And he's implying, also, he says, the BBC, I would have been fired. Did he say I would have or I would be? Did he say I would have or I would be? Implying that he still works there. If he said I would be, he's implying that he still works there, which he doesn't. I emailed him to verify that. And yes, they said, yes, he produced a bunch of shows with the BBC or for the BBC. But they referred me to his website for all current Greg Palast content. So.
Now, since we're talking about Hugo Chavez, let's stop for a moment and tell our listeners about what Hugo Chavez has to do with our fund drive.
Okay.
Because he's...
This is how little Lila Garrett cares for her listeners. Her listeners. It's all about the listeners. Radio powered by the people, yeah. But
just consider that question. What does Hugo Chavez have to do with our fund drive? What does Hugo Chavez have to do with us begging you for money? That's a weird question, isn't it? What kind of a journalist are you when you saying things like that? I mean, really?
This is how little she cares for her listeners, that she's going to bring on a phony and a fraud and a sham and a travesty of a mockery of reporter Greg Palast to tell you about Hugo Chavez and how does he relate to the station. And Greg's going to give you some BS story about how he called some...
No, not just relate to the station. How does he relate to the fundraising? How does Hugo Chavez relate to the fundraising of the station? This guy's got it all wrong.
Yep, KPFK, and he gives us a name, but no job title. Was he a producer, a programmer, a janitor? What? He just gives us a name at KPFA. I called Danny over at KPFA, blah, blah, blah. He just, again, no details with Greg. Check it out.
Still helping us.
By the way, Hugo Chavez wants to thank the Pacifica Network, because when I was in London, I called to the U.S. The only way I could get the word that...
That's wrong. That is wrong. Saying a dead man wants to thank the Pacifica Network? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's gross. That's creepy, man. That is weird. That is freaky. That should not come out over the airwaves like that. Somebody should not be putting Hugo Chavez's name. Someone should not be speaking for Hugo Chavez on the air asking for money. That's my opinion. Tell me what you think in the comment section below.
Hugo Chavez had not resigned, but was kidnapped in a U.S.-sponsored coup d'etat. I was able to call Pacifica KPFA Dennis Bernstein and get the word out. And Chavez...
He was able to call Dennis Bernstein? Well, who's that? Is he the janitor, the night man, the night watchman, the security guard, the president, the station manager, the program director? There's a lot of people up there, Greg. Lots of people. Okay, no context, no details.
That's one of the reasons he was still alive. So he thanks Pacifica. So Hugo and I have now made this premium possible. It's a DVD.
Hugo and I. Is that the name of his next book?
Hugo and I have now made this, Hugo Chavez and I have now made this premium possible for you to buy. In support of KPFK and Pacifica. That's what Greg just said. Okay? That's what Greg just said.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how he's merging, he's inserting himself into history under the name of Hugo Chavez.
And it's not news. It's fundraising. It's propaganda. It's fundraising propaganda.
The umbrella of fundraising for a community radio station. That's wrong. That's wrong. There's something. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Wrong with it. Picture.
Okay, so there you go. There we have it. I've showed you Greg Palast shilling for KPFK and Pacifica in a vulgar, very vulgar fashion. I've showed you Chris Hedges pitching for the station. If KPFK goes away, it will extinguish the truth and progressive change will become impossible. I've showed you Jimmy Dore shilling for the station, saying that they don't take any corporate money, which I don't believe. I do not believe for one second. So I've showed you the connections. Remember? I showed you. Here's Greg, KPFK Archives. Are you following me here? KPFK 90.7, part of the Pacifica Radio. Here we go. Who's top of the bill? Whose name do we see in the archives first? Greg Palast here, okay? Greg Palast. Let's go down to Friday. Let's go down to Friday at 5 p.m. Friday at 5 p.m. Whose name do we see? Friday at 5 p.m. Whose name do we see? Jimmy Dore Live. Jimmy Dore Live, right?
This is Jimmy. Who's this?
Jimmy, this is Mike Pompeo. Barbara.
get ready for an outstanding entertainment program. The Jimmy Dore Show.
The Jimmy Dore Show. They call it Jimmy Dore Live, but it's not live. He sends it in. And then we go back and where, let's see, on a fiercely independent progressive radio station, where do you think we should put Chris Hedges and Richard Wolff, two of the most progressive living voices today? Two of the most progressive voices alive today. Where should we put those shows? I can't figure it out. Hey, how about with next to the Ralph Nader Hour? We're buried on a Sunday at noon. Here we go. Let's put Chris's On Contact show here. We'll bury it here at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. You see that? Economic On Contact, that's Chris's show.
Accusing it of peddling falsehoods and selling out to corporate donors.
Okay.
It derided the idea that we can halt the current ecocide with renewable energy.
That's Chris's show. Who knows? That film, wasn't that like a year ago? Wasn't that like a year, that Michael Moore film? Or at least six, seven, eight months ago. But they're airing it now, January 10th, 2021. That was like 6, 7, 8 months ago. Okay, so that's Chris's show. Where should we put our most progressive voice alive today? Let's put him at Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. How much time should we give him? Let's give him 30 minutes. Okay, what about our most progressive economic voice today? Professor Richard Wolff, where should we put him? Let's put him on Sunday morning. Let's bookend him with Chris Hedges. How much time should we give him? I'd say 30 minutes. Hey, you remember the movement that sparked the creation of Pacifica Radio, the anti-war movement in the 1950s? Where should we put the only show that talks about anti-war radio? Where should we put that? Let's bury that deep. 8:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. How much time should we give it? Let's give it 30 minutes. How much time should we give John Wiener for his Trump Watch show? Let's give him 60 minutes. Should he be primetime? Absolutely. So when Chris Hedges tells us, when Chris Hedges tells us, and Jimmy Dore tells us, and Greg Palast tells us about the importance of KPFK and the independent, fiercely independent media that's happening here, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it when they bury progressive voices on a Sunday morning like that for 30 minutes, when they bury those shows. But the point here is all of these people are affiliated professionally and financially with KPFK and Pacifica. Okay, Pacifica Foundation. Remember the Pacifica Foundation? They're in charge of all these five stations right here. KPFT in Houston, WPFW in D.C., WBAI in New York, KPFK in Los Angeles, and KPFA in Berkeley. That was the first station. Okay. All right. So their shows, their books, their speaking tours all get promoted on here. Okay, and they're talking about how important it is for this foundation to go on and this radio to go on, and I've showed you that. Okay, now I'm going to show you how accountable they are, how they fail journalism 101 when it comes to being on a real program that people actually watch and listen to. The Commission, Voice of the Voiceless. Fiercely independent radio, last bastion of free speech, listener sponsored. We don't take any corporate sponsors. My show's on here. I get to sell my books. I get to promote my appearance at blah, all of it. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity to on this platform here, 850,000 subscribers? Why wouldn't you take the opportunity if you really believed what you said about the station, Chris Hedges, Jimmy Dore, Greg Palast, if you really believe what you say about the station, why wouldn't you go out of your way to mention Pacifica Radio and KPFK on this platform? Why wouldn't you go out of your way? Not to mention that it should come up in normal conversation. As both of you are personalities over there, you probably bumped into each other in the hallway. Perhaps. Greg was probably on his way to an interview at KPFK or from an interview at KPFK when he came on Jimmy's show. They had to go out of their way not to mention it. And that is suspect. That is suspect. So let's see. Let's see if they mention it here. Let's see about Jimmy's intro of Chris Hedges.
Right now, we're excited to have our next guest join us. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. He was pushed out of the New York Times for telling the truth about the Iraq War. He's the columnist at Shearpost.com and the author of many best-selling books, including the most recent America, the Farewell Tour, which we covered here on this show. He's one of the most important voices in contemporary journalism. It's Chris Hedges. Hi, Chris.
He's also an important voice over at KPFK and Pacifica, Jimmy, where you have a show, and he has a show. This makes me sick. This irks me to no end. Why would you not mention...
Have our next guest join us? He's Pulitzer Prize winning.
Why would you not say, by the way, we both have shows at our local radio station, KPFK and Pacifica. Why? You're obligated, Jimmy. I know you're not a journalist, but you play one on TV. And Chris is supposedly a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, right? He should know better. Okay, well, pothead comedian, okay, you can get away with anything you want then. Pulitzer Prize winner over there fails journalism 101. You guys, both of you have professional and financial relationships at KPFK. I've showed you that. Now, why don't you mention it?
Journalist, he was pushed out of the New York Times for telling the truth about the Iraq War. He's the columnist at Shearpost.com and the author of many best-selling books, including the most recent America, the Farewell Tour, which we covered here on this show. He's one of the most important voices in contemporary journalism.
One of the most important voices in contemporary journalism buried on a Sunday morning at KPFK, one of the most important, fiercely independent radio stations that these guys, that Chris said, if it goes away, is going to extinguish the truth and progressive change will be impossible. But they can't be bothered to mention it on this platform that could send their subscribership and their membership into the stratosphere. Meanwhile, it's on the verge of bankruptcy, chronically on the verge of bankruptcy. They can't be bothered to mention it. But meanwhile, they'll go over there and sling their merch and sling their book tours and their books and all their crap, their shows and appearances over there. They'll go over and sling it. Like, they'll go to a hotel and get with a whore, right? But they won't bring her home back to the house. Same thing here. These guys go over to KPFK and get down and dirty with KPFK slinging their merch. But then when they get on to a real show where people watch and listen, mum's the freaking word. Irks me to no end, man. And I hope it irks you to no end.
Chris Hedges. Hi, Chris. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks.
So, let me...
And why does he look like a Nazi from a Steven Spielberg movie? I'm just curious. Why does Chris Hedges look like a freaking Nazi from a Steven Spielberg movie? What the fuck is up with that? Okay, let's see if he covers it in the outro. Maybe I've been wrong.
And the Democratic Party is the same.
Maybe I'm totally wrong about this.
That's what's so scary.
Maybe I'm completely wrong about this, and he's going to mention it in the outro.
Chris, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Chris Hedges, thanks for being our guest. Check out his work at shearpost.com. That's S-C-H-E-E-R, post.com. And his, of course, many of his great books. His most recent, America, the Farewell Tour. Chris, any last words, or you just want to say goodbye? I don't know.
Keep up the fight. Doing well.
Yuck, 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 yuck. I showed you these guys are affiliated with KPFK, but they neglect to mention their mutual financial and professional relationship with Pacifica Radio. That's Journalism 101 malfeasance. Okay? Pulitzer Prize winner, my ass. My ass. All right. That's journalism 101. You disclose your financial and professional relationships conflicting with somebody that you're on a show with, disseminating information, a mutual relationship at a news outlet, KPFK radio. Choice. It's your choice. You can give us 25, anywhere between 25 and 100, but not below 25. Minimum 25. Give us the money. Greg Palast and KPFK, give us the money. Greg Palast, you know what's missing in your life? Myself be hosting Flanders appearance at a KPFK fundraiser. Yes! Greg Palast does more fundraising for KPFK than fucking journalism. When does he do journalism? When does he go out and do journalism? Oh, I'm sorry. He's got a team. The Greg Palast team does the journalism. Does he even do the writing? Greg Palast on Twitter. KPFK speaker series at that table came out. Support a tower with a fundraiser. There we go. Oh, yeah. I was in a KPFK listener station board meeting recently. In the last year, year and a half, 2 years. The general manager, Aniel Fields. Remember Aniel? He was in the opening of this video. He confessed an endowment had gone missing. Did I mention that already? An endowment is when somebody passes away in their will, they donate money to particular places. Somebody donated money to KPFK. An endowment had gone missing. I made a video on it too, I believe. Be the first to see Greg Palast. Who feel about salsa? Please support KPFK. Greg Palast. KPFK fundraiser. Yeah. What's a journalist? Why is a journalist, so-called, so embedded in the fundraising department at a news outlet? That's weird. That's bizarre. Okay. That's bizarre. I want to see the bank accounts and the bank statements and the. I want to see the account balances here for all this money that they're raising. I want to see, and where it goes, really. I mean, who's looking at that? Nobody. No, there's no accountability for all this money that they're raising. Okay. Palast scores victory lawsuit against Brian Kemp. Yay! This event is a fundraiser for KPFK. Yeah. Another fundraiser. February 7th, 2020, KPFK Speaker Series Award Voting Tickets, Speaker Series Award Voting, Sportsman's Lodge, Magic, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you get the point? You get the point. Okay, so let's see. Didn't Jimmy Dore have Greg Palast on his wildly popular YouTube channel? Oh my God, I can't believe I can't do this. I can't believe I can't do this. Let me pause. But Jimmy's fumbling around. The only thing further from the truth on this show right here is this receding hairline of Jimmy Dore. That's the only thing further from the truth here, but I digress.
Back to the live stream on the Jimmy Dore show. We have a special guest that just stopped in with us. Hang on,
Just stopped in from where? On a visit to KPFK for an interview over there, Jimmy? Look, this is March 2019. This is the same time he was on Lila Garrett's show that I just played a segment from. March 2019. That's the same time he was over at KPFK. So he just came from KPFK, or he's on his way to KPFK to do an interview. But Jimmy, he doesn't know about anything about that. Apparently.
Your show. We have a special guest that just stopped in with us. Hang on, I have his...
Now, Jimmy, when you begin an interview, isn't it normal to like sort of explain how the interview came about? Oh, yeah. Let's tell the people how you came to be on the show. Jimmy just bypasses all of that. And
everybody, welcome back to the live stream on the Jimmy Dore Show. We have a special guest that just stopped in with us. Hang on.
A special guest that just stopped in with us. You didn't know he was coming? My contention is that Jimmy Dore didn't want to have Greg on, but that somebody from KPFK called him, or Pacifica, And Jimmy's show runs over there, so he's sort of, you know, a little compliant, I think. And they said, "Hey man, can you have Greg on the show? You know, it would boost his YouTube channel or whatever." And Jimmy said, "All right, I'll have him on." He's begrudging about the whole thing. It's obvious in this intro.
Everybody, welcome back to the live stream on the Jimmy Dore Show. We have a special guest that just stopped in with us. Hang on.
Just stopped in with us. He wasn't planned. You didn't make an appointment. He just stopped in. What did he? Was in the neighborhood, Jimmy?
I want to read his introduction. Hang on. I printed it out on special.
Steph is snickering. Why? What's funny about this? Jimmy is being unprofessional here. He's not ready to do the show. He's missing his information. And he says he printed it out on special. That sounds like a sentence fragment.
Hang on. I want to read his introduction. Hang on. I printed it out on special.
He printed it out on special. What? Paper? Stationery? What? We're dying to know what format, Jimmy, the questions, the introduction is on. Dying to know here. Dying to know.
Hang on.
It's a very weird introduction. Awkward, weird introduction.
I printed it out on special. Greg Pal is here. He's covered Venezuela for the BBC television and the
20 years ago. 17 and a half years ago, yeah, he worked for the BBC and Guardian. Somebody paid the BBC and Guardian a bunch of money and got him on there. But he doesn't work for them anymore, Jimmy. It'd be more accurate to say InfoWars correspondent Greg Pallast. But Jimmy's not concerned Jimmy's not so concerned about it.
Special. Greg Pallas is here. He's covered Venezuela for the BBC television and The Guardian, and you can get the film of his investigative reports, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, as a free download. And
Jimmy's like a hostage. This is like a hostage video. This is like a hostage interview. He doesn't want to talk to Greg Pallas. You can tell.
GregPallas.com. It's Greg Pallas. Hi, Greg.
GregPallas.com. We get the website before we even get the guy. The website before the guy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Thanks for being
here. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the whole plot of this fucking thing. Did he mention KPFK Pacifica? Did I just spend the last 45 fucking minutes showing you both Jimmy Dore and Greg Pallas' connections to KPFK, the station that's down the street, figuratively, from Jimmy's house in Pasadena? The studio is in North Hollywood. Did I just not spend the last hour, better part of an hour, detailing the deep connections and the passionate feelings that both of these guys have for Pacifica Radio and KPFK? Did I just not do that? And did he just not have Greg Pallast on his show and not mention it? Did that just fucking happen?
Back to the live stream on the Jimmy Dore Show. We have a special guest that just stopped in with us. Hang on, I want to read his introduction. Hang on. I printed it out on special. Greg...
Paper? Stationery? What?
Alice is here. He's covered Venezuela for the BBC television and The Guardian, and you can get the film.
What year? What year did he cut? What did he work for the BBC and Guardian, Jimmy? 2002, 2003, 2004? 16 and a half years ago? Where did he go to high school? Where did he go to middle school? Why don't you detail his teen years?
Of his investigative reports, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez, is a free download at GregPallas.com.
GregPallas.com. We get the website before we get the guy.
Greg Pallas. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jimmy.
Thanks for being here again.
Hey, Jimmy. Does this guy look... Would you buy a car from this guy? Would you believe this guy if he told you the sky was blue? Just looking at him. Just take a look. Just looking at him.
Appreciate it.
I love it here.
Now, you've done a lot of great work, and recently you've done some great work on the...
He did some great work at KPFK with Lila Garrett recently, Jimmy. He was over there at KPFK doing... he was on every other show. Lila Garrett, et cetera, et cetera. What, did you want to bring that up? You know this. You know that station where you have a show, Jimmy, that's a stone's throw from your house, figuratively, a few zip codes away. You know that station over there, Jimmy. You don't want to talk about that?
Cross check.
Yes.
Oh, cross check. Jimmy says the cross check.
Great work, and recently you've done some great work on the cross check.
The cross check. Did you hear that? He says the cross check. Listen. He says the cross check.
Yes, on boat theft.
Great work, and recently you've done some great work on the cross check.
Yeah.
You, are we going to talk about the cross check or what? No, Jimmy's just flailing. He's flailing. He doesn't want to do this interview. His hand was forced. Somebody said, "Can you have this guy on?" Jimmy said, "All right, I'll do it."
So boat theft by the GOP. How Trump's...
They're talking over each other, and Greg's redirecting here.
Well, the election. You know, my film, The Best Democracy.
My film, The Best Democracy Money Come. The book is 20 years old, Greg. The book is 20 years old. That's all that he can do is reference his films and his books from decades ago.
GOP, how Trump stole the election. You know, my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, was all about how Trump shoplifted.
This guy's a broken record, man. He can't do an interview without saying Best Democracy Money Can Buy and GregPalast.com. He can't do an interview without it. Look at Ron. Ron, look at Ron. Ron's like, Jimmy, what the fuck is going on here? This guy looks like Rorschach or that guy on the, I don't know, that Friday night show, that vampire show. Look at you. Look at Ron. Look at Ron's look, man.
Election, how they're going to uplift 2020.
And that's his new book. How Trump Stole 2020. That was his new book.
GOP, how Trump stole the election. You know, my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All about how Trump shoplifted the election, how they're going to shoplift 2020. So.
Watch Ron's eyes. Ron's dozing off. He says, "I can't believe this guy."
They're not satisfied with stealing the American elections. They have to steal the Venezuelan elections, too.
Okay. They have to steal the American Venezuelan elections, too. Now, listen, Jimmy. Jimmy repeats that word for word, but doesn't delve or question it. It just repeats it. Listen.
They have to steal the Venezuelan elections. Now, so you have some very...
He just repeats it. That's a total diss, isn't it? When you just repeat something somebody says and, like, you know, you don't even, like, yeah, oh, yeah, they have to steal the Venezuelan elections. Now, let's go on, okay.
Have to steal the Venezuelan elections. Now, so you...
That's a total diss. That's a total...
They have to steal the Venezuelan elections, too, while they're at it.
They have to steal the Venezuelan elections. Now, so you have some very interesting... We've covered...
That is a diss. He's not even looking at the guy. The only thing further from the truth on this show is this receding hairline right here. That's a total diss. To repeat something somebody says word for word and then go on to something else...
Have to steal the Venezuelan elections. Now...
That's a total diss.
Shoplift 2020. So, but they're not satisfied with stealing the American elections. They have to steal the Venezuelan elections, too, while they're at it.
They have to steal the Venezuelan elections. Now, so you have some...
Total diss. Total diss. Jimmy does not want to do this interview.
Very interesting. We've covered Venezuela extensively here at this show.
So they go into the Greg's coverage of Venezuela, which is spotty and questionable. Let's see if they cover him in the. Let's see if they mention anything about KPFK Pacifica in the outro. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jimmy makes it all right in the outro.
Stupid. Excuse me. We got, you know, she gets the orange hair comb over ignoramus.
Oops. Sorry, folks. This is live. Whoa. What's that? Okay. Okay.
Famous award.
They just cut him off. There's not even an outro. There's not even a...
Senator Gillibrand, one question. Pop quiz. What day was this election held that ever happened? So she's got him a legitimate... And she's running for president.
And she's running
for president. And people say, oh, Trump's stupid. Excuse me? We got... You know, she gets the orange hair comb over ignoramus award.
They just cut him off. There's no outro. There's no outro on that vid. Folks, That's it right here, folks. That is it. I don't know what else to say. I just wanted to show you the fact that Chris Hedges, Greg Palast, and Jimmy Dore fail.
Welcome, Chris, to our program.
Chris Hedges, how are you?
I've spent...
Fail miserably at Journalism 101. They, all of them, have financial and professional affiliations with Pacifica Radio vis-a-vis KPFK in Los Angeles, from my experience, but also the other four stations as well, because their content plays there as well. And they travel around and do interviews and promotions and things like that. I mean, and yet they can't be bothered to bring it up on Jimmy's show. Jimmy can't be bothered to disclose it, which he's actually duty bound as a journalist, as somebody who's playing a journalist or pretending to be a journalist or whatever he's doing. He's pretending to do journalism. And if you're pretending to do journalism, then you've got to follow the rules, man. And especially Chris Hedges. What's up with Chris Hedges? Why is he not disclosing? Hey, man, we got to mention Cape Pacifica because we're both on the station there. We both fundraise there. We both get a check from there. We got to tell the listeners that we're both getting money from that. We're getting money and compensation and from that media outlet. Nope, nothing. Chris Hedges, Greg Palast, Jimmy Dore, nothing. I'm showing you it right now. They're neck deep in the Pacifica waters, all right? Pacifica Community Radio waters, and yet they can't be bothered to bring it up on major media platforms that people actually listen to and watch. That's wrong. And it raises suspicions about, foul play and stolen money and embezzlement, primarily embezzlement, people embezzling money from fundraising. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I got to end this interview. Have a blessed day and be grateful. MZ out.